This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People ran the New York City Marathon on Sunday in the early morning darkness, coming from different areas. They were being cheered by so many. Canceled last year because of the coronavirus pandemic, the New York City Marathon returned for its 50th running. The race is kind of, as some would say, and I take this line from something I read in the New York Times, a metaphor for the city's arduous recovery from being one of the places most devastated by the pandemic. People expressing pride and the community out in full force after months and months and months and months of lockdowns. So the race was limited because it was smaller. Normally it's over 50,000 people, but woohoo! I congratulate anybody who ran in the New York City Marathon. I cannot imagine running a marathon. I can go maybe about 3 miles, but a marathon, forget about it. But I think it's very, very cool. And let's hope that there are more and more events like these traditions that start to happen and open back up again to Americans, and for people listening in other places, the same for all of you with the runs, the events, and the things that made up our normal calendars. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. And speaking of normal, it always feels abnormal, doesn't it, when you flip the clock back an hour? It's cool in one way because you gain that extra hour's sleep, and I felt it this time around. Sometimes I can't tell, but this time I could tell. It was like I really truly gained an hour. Or did I just think I gained an hour? Because who was it that super famous who said time is an illusion? Ooh, Einstein. Yep, it is part of daylight savings time, which means it gets darker early. That was the one thing that I don't like. So gaining an hour is always a good feel if you can catch that hour sleep. But then the realization that, oh, yeah, it gets darker earlier. For some people, that might not matter because a lot of people are working from home. It used to matter to people when they were commuting, rushing, trying to get home so they could get in a last-minute run, grab some dinner, feed their family, and do the other things that they had to do. What a crazy weekend this was. A sad weekend, too, in one sense, for that horrible scene at the festival in Houston. They called it Astro World, and it was a 2-day event where you had a who's who of so many rappers actually that were on hand and had big crowds there that couldn't wait, again, speaking of normal, to be able to celebrate and bask in the music. And instead it became pure chaos at one point, because with 50,000 in attendance at this festival, people were surging toward the stage, and it was like a stampede. 8 people died, and so many others were injured. Some are saying hundreds, and that could mean with scrapes and cuts, but all different types of injuries. And witnesses just describe a complete security collapse at the venue, period. It was a 2-day event that opened up on Friday, but it was out of control before things even really opened up and some other performers had a chance to perform. And there were all kinds of reports of strange things happening, people with syringes, supposedly, allegedly, injecting people with drugs, for whatever that means. And did that cause the stampede? Was that part of it? There's an investigation that's happening. Sad that some of the 8 were young teenagers that were in the crowd that were killed. And here it was, these concert goers pushing toward the stage in a place called NRG Park in Houston, which is a beautiful area where you have where the Astros play, where the Houston Texans are located. and where it's a great place to go and hang out and, you know, celebrate. And this was set up as a celebration, but it turned into one of the worst musical concert tragedies in U.S. history. Unfortunately, there are video pieces and clips of it. I mean, fortunately in one way, but unfortunately because that immediately was pumped out all over the place. And, you know, you got a 10-year-old in critical condition. You have those that died ranging in age between 14 and 27. You have people saying that, you know, survivors were saying that bodies were just trampled and security was overwhelmed. And supposedly, the security was beefed up compared to other Astroworld festivals. There were 500 Houston police officers, 700 private security officers there, but the increased security didn't work. Is it just the unpredictableness of events and circumstances of people coming together that just weren't realized what could possibly happen? You know, this normally you would think the people who were staffing it, a group called Contemporary Services, from what I'm told, one of their taglines, I looked this up today, is they say they're recognized worldwide as the pioneer, expert, and only employee-owned company in the crowd management field. So they're not talking to anybody in media, and that investigation is going on, right? The concert promoter, Live Nation, they had lots of video that they were taking. There are dozens of clips from people at the show, all of that. So they're collecting all of it and going through it, and they're trying to study what happened, and the crowd surges. If there's too many people packed in a small place, sometimes the crowd tries to run, and it's perceived that they're running towards something, but it may be that they're trying to escape that space, right, and trying to get out of it because things get kind of cloudy. What a terrible, terrible thing. I mean, this venue could have held 200,000 people, but the attendance was limited to 50,000 people. So naturally, when you say that, you would think, oh, okay, so this should be pretty good. I mean, this is a smaller crowd than they could have had. So Travis Scott, an 8-time Grammy-nominated rapper and a Houston native, he released a statement saying he was devastated by what took place on Friday, and his prayers go out to the families and those who were impacted by what happened at Astroworld, and the Houston PD has my total support as they continue to look into the tragic loss of life. People said they were screaming, stop the concert, and tweeting that out, nobody help us, please, and do something. And he was in the middle of his performance, but his girlfriend, who happens to be Kylie Jenner, said she and Travis Scott did not know about the deaths, had no clue while he was performing what was going on. You can be sure, and there have already been a couple of lawsuits, you can be sure there's going to be lawsuits out of this, but it doesn't bring the people back. Just a terrible, terrible, sad, sad, tragic thing, and you wonder with all that security, how do you prevent that? What happened? Was there anything to the people being hit with drugs and syringes, or is that high exaggeration? All right, coming up next, for your health. It's not just a woman's problem because it affects everybody in the family when this happens. That is coming up.
Supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
All right, so this month is World Menopause Awareness Month, and menopause is something that, you know, the symptoms, et cetera, affect women at some point for sure in their lifetime, and often it's something that's not talked about, or there's so many things that partners don't know about menopause and just, you know, women themselves that are experiencing it. So we have Nurse Barb Dean with us, which is perfect to talk about this. She's a practicing world's health nurse practitioner. She's award-winning author. She's a nationally recognized health expert, absolutely. And we're thrilled to have her with us. Hey, Nurse Barb.
Hey, Kate. You're so right. There's so much stigma around this and misinformation. I'm glad we're talking about menopause today.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, what is it and at what age, and I know that can vary, do most women go through this huge life change?
Well, you know, in the simplest terms, menopause just means the end of monthly cycles. So it's when your body has gone a full 12 months without a period. Well, you've reached menopause and can no longer get pregnant. But in a broader sense, we use the word menopause to describe all of the changes a woman goes through as her ovaries produce less and less estrogen. And those are the things a lot of us have heard about, like hot flashes. But there's a lot of other symptoms like poor sleep quality, mood swings, and even vaginal irritation, soreness, and itching, which can absolutely impact a woman's life and impact her relationship. And the average age is 51, but I see a lot of women in my practice who are in their 40s, even in their late 30s, who are starting to have some of these symptoms.
Yeah, and I imagine, obviously, you know, because you've seen so many different kinds of women, what are the kind of questions that you hear from women going through menopause?
Well, women want to know three things, Kate. They want to know, number one, how long is this going to last, because it's already taking way too long. And when it comes to menopause, it can be, you know, 1 to 15 or more years. The second question is, Barb, what are my options? And unfortunately, there's a major communication gap between women and their healthcare providers. And half of women say they're not talking enough about menopause or the options for relief enough. And then the last one is, what are my available options? So, one third of women say they don't know enough about non-prescription, hormone-free options. But I want women to know this. There are products out there with naturally derived plant-based ingredients that mimic estrogen and alleviate these symptoms.
So there you go. You know, in talking about that in the options, looking at non-hormonal options, and then, you know, what when you look at that, why is that so important?
Well, as a healthcare provider, I want to make sure that any product I recommend, including hormone-free options, has the clinical data that speaks to its efficacy, that is, how well it works. And what I like about EQUELL is that there's decades of clinical research behind it that details how well it works for menopause symptom relief, in addition to how safe it is for women who take it daily. And I'm looking for options that have been clinically validated across hundreds of patients, not just a handful. It's important that women take a holistic approach because one size never fits all, right? And women right now are so much more aware of what we put into our bodies. And what I want everyone to take away from this interview today is that you have more options now than ever before, including those hormone-free options, which many women very understandably prefer.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's terrific. So where, Nurse Barb, can people go to learn more information?
Well, women can learn more about a hormone-free option by visiting EQUELL, and that's spelled E-Q-U-E-L-L-E, so it's EQUELL.com. And women can get more information about menopause at menopause.org. That's the North American Menopause Society. But please, do not suffer in silence. You deserve to feel better, and there's a lot more options available for you now.
Perfect place to end this. Nurse Barb, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kate. Take care.
You too. All right, so as we continue with a couple of quick health notes in this version of For Your Health, you know, I was looking at the coronavirus hot maps, the trackers, and, you know, what are the forecasts and what does it look like at this point. And with some people getting the boosters and with, you know, more people who are masking up or are telling people around them their situation and being cautious still in social distancing and being around other people that are just vaccinated or those that aren't vaccinated, staying away from people and observing protocols. It's interesting because we look at the numbers and we think of where we are in this, and at least 46 million cases have been reported since February 29th, 2020. And you look at the deaths in the U.S. and the overall big number, but how it's leveled off in some areas, but the concern always is for every time we hear there's now they're having problems in some places in Europe, and then what does that mean, and will that eventually lap over into the United States like we saw what happened with the Delta variant. And cruises are up and moving around. When I was in Seattle, I talked to some people that are on a cruise. They were vaccinated. They had to be vaccinated. They said they felt safe. Cruises have reported 1,350 COVID cases since June. That's according to a CDC report. But then you think of the amount of people on the cruises and what the cruises are requiring. So pretty interesting what the you know, what the requirements are in tracking it. Like I said, where are we at this point? And this pill that now, this antiviral pill that's coming out, and the development is really kind of easing some of the tensions with a lot of people who didn't want to get a shot but aren't against taking a pill. So where does that leave us ultimately, right, in the middle of this? And then Aaron Rodgers, and what happened with Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, who's an incredible athlete and had an incredible year last year and was on a big high, I would have to say, with how he was playing this year with the Green Bay Packers. And he just keeps getting deeper and deeper into this because people are looking at what he said. And when he was asked if he was immunized with the coronavirus vaccine, he said that he was immunized, but he hadn't gotten vaccinated. So then he tests positive for COVID-19. Of course, and that's how this whole thing broke open anyway. And he suggested that his vaccine skepticism was warranted because of, you know, what the cancel culture situation and the witch hunt, and is he in the middle of that? And it was warranted for him because he had a condition that he had allergies that he didn't feel the vaccine would be what he should get, and he wasn't going to get the vaccine because of that. And so the consequences for the NFL, for the Green Bay Packers, you know, did they know when he was around other players and he wasn't vaccinated, and did they just assume he was vaccinated and he wasn't wearing masks and all that sort of thing? So where that ends up will be interesting, where you have Terry Bradshaw, and I talk about it in the Man Cave, saying that he was a liar and that he should have told the truth, and he was violating trust between himself and the people that he plays with, who thought he was vaccinated. And when we track, you know, again, like I said, where we are in the U.S., more than 751,000 people have died since the start of the virus, which of course goes back to February of 2020. And of course, the deadliest month actually was January 2021, when more than 31 people died every day of COVID-19. And like I said, I think the idea of the COVID pill will help. I think people still being kind of vigilant, being vigilant in some of the places where they are, where they might be in a higher risk category, it's a good thing, meaning they're the essential workers, and in restaurants they're masking up, so who knows. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Investigators are working to determine how 8 people died in a crush of fans at a Houston music festival. Families mourning the dead as concertgoers recounting the horror and confusion of being trapped in the crowd so tightly they couldn't breathe.
It didn't take long for the first lawsuit to be filed following a Texas tragedy on Friday night when the AstroWorld crowd surge in Houston left 8 people dead and at least 300 people injured. One of the injured, Manuel Souza, filing the lawsuit saying that what happened on Friday night was a predictable tragedy that he calls the result of a motivation for profit at the expense of concertgoers' health and safety. The lawsuit seeking at least $1 million in damages. In the New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A makeshift memorial has formed outside NRG Park. USA Radio News. 2 lawsuits have been filed after a stampede at the AstroWorld Festival in Houston left 8 people dead. One suit names rappers Travis Scott and Drake for, quote, inciting the crowd. Concert promoter Live Nation also named in the suit filed on behalf of one of the victims. Another victim is suing Scott as well as the organizers.
Scott posting on Twitter that he was, quote, absolutely devastated by what happened and said his prayers are going out to the families and all those who've been impacted by that tragedy. There are unconfirmed reports that the stampede may have begun when people panicked at some suggestion that someone had a syringe in the crowd that they were injecting something into people with.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes from our New England Bureau. 4 astronauts from the U.S., France, and Japan will have to wait a little longer after a 6-month journey to the International Space Station, highwayed off the Florida coast, delaying their return until at least Monday. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
I'm going to the man cave.
Welcome to the Man Cave, and boy, do we have a lot to get to. A wild week in the NFL, eh? Things that we didn't expect, like Dallas taking a whooping. I had no idea that was going to happen to Dallas. Did you? How about Cincinnati and Cleveland? That was a battle for Ohio, but it was no battle whatsoever. And the New York Giants, shocker, and some really tight finishes. Who that? What happened? You were oh so close. That's a hint. And then we have some news and notes from a couple of trades and moves and reactions to Aaron Rodgers not playing because he tested positive for COVID. You have Terry Bradshaw, the former Pittsburgh Steeler, great Hall of Famer on the Fox broadcast, calling him a liar. And, boy, a lot of interesting things. So let's turn to a couple of quick news and notes, what I call them, news or snooze. Adrian Peterson, how about that? He turned down a spot on Dancing with the Stars before signing with the Titans. So he was actually being checked out for that gig. He could have danced his way into some money and the ball, the disco ball that they hand out at the end. And maybe some humiliation. Who knows? I think it's a lot of hard work after talking to Emmett Smith about Dancing with the Stars, and he actually won. It is incredible work. Not that getting into football shape and signing with the Titans practice squad, doing a workout and all that stuff, and then getting elevated to the roster is so bloody easy either. And think about Adrian Peterson, who spent all of last season with the Detroit Lions, and how about that? So Anyway, we talked about Peterson before. This is this was pretty big news, I think, when he came kind of out of the rafters, so to speak. But I didn't know that he was up for Dancing with the Stars. All right, the Chiefs hung on for a win over the Packers, and it was Jordan Love's debut, the rookie, because Aaron Rodgers, the superstar and MVP of the NFL, was out since testing positive for COVID. So the final score in that game was 13-7. I watched it. It was ugly. It was not epic. It was ugly. Let's just say that. What was really interesting about that game is, of course, this is the opportunity for Jordan Love, but it's pretty tough circumstances, but that doesn't matter. You jump in and you got to show it. And he showed a few things, but when the chips were down, there was interceptions, confusions, you know, that kind of stuff. So overall, what would the report card be on Jordan Love? I'd give him a C minus because I think he had great effort. Who knows if he's got the upside or not? He didn't wow us. Not like Cooper Rush did for the Dallas Cowboys in the previous week. Anyway, but Cooper Rush had been around for a couple of years, but he didn't play. So Chiefs again beating the Packers 13-7, an ugly win. What is going on with Pat Mahomes? When you look at his line, it's kind of a shocker, right? So Jordan Love almost throws for 200 yards and a touchdown, costly interception, all that kind of stuff. But he did get a touchdown in the end. But for Pat Mahomes, we're just not used to the kind of numbers that he was putting up in this game. Again, he's like come back down to earth, and I think they're trying to find their footing. But if you look at Kansas City, look, they're 5-4 in the AFC West, which is kind of up for grabs at this point. It is up for grabs. So when you look at, you know, some incredible moves he had that sealed the win, but then you look at the numbers, I mean, he threw for 166 yards and a touchdown. If I said Pat Mahomes 2 years ago threw for 166 yards, you say, oh, what was that, the first quarter? Or what was that, right, you know, midway through the first quarter? I mean, seriously, he's just incredible. But not incredible lately. They won. That's the key thing. Kansas City won. A win is a win is a win, and that's what you got to get on the board. Sometimes you win ugly, as they say. And then you have Cleveland. They pulled off a huge, huge statement game in their win over Cincinnati. Baker Mayfield with more than just a personality in those commercials that he does. Yep, the Browns slammed the Bengals back down to earth. 41-16, the final score in that. And again, just incredible. Lining up all over the place and throwing touchdowns and doing what you had to do to win that one. All right, I teased about the Cowboys. The Cowboys lost to the Broncos at home 30-16. I mean, it was all Broncos. Teddy Bridgewater, 249 yards passing and a touchdown. And you had Patrick, who's amazing. Seemed like everywhere the ball went, he was. Four big catches, 85 yards rather, and a touchdown. And just it was all about the Broncos. And you never saw the Cowboys in that rhythm. There were drop passes. There was frustrations, I think, with Dak. They had some garbage touchdowns at the end. So in the fourth quarter, they scored the 16 points. So it wasn't a big goose egg, but this was a down-to-earth game for them. I don't anticipate that in the next game, but the Cowboys are 6-2 now at this point, and the Broncos above 500, 5-4. The Dolphins beat the Texans. Boy, the Texans can't buy, steal, or anything a win. So the Flying Fish did it with Jacoby Brissett, 244 passing yards and a touchdown. I scribbled that down when I was watching highlights, because I only saw bits and pieces of that. 17-19, the final score there. Falcons and the Saints. Oh, so close the Saints were to the Falcons. In the end, though, the Falcons pulled it off 27-25. The Giants beat the Raiders 23-16. Anytime you see a Giants win, you're like, what? There's a big pick in that game. That made a big difference. The Patriots beat the Panthers 24-6. So the Patriots are sneaking up there. They're 5-4. The Bills and the Jags, unexplainable. There was no offensive line. There was massive penalties and chaos, it seemed, for the Bills. So Jacksonville 9-6, the final score. The Ravens with a big win. Yeah, Tucker nails it in the uprights for the field goal that they needed. But 34-31, the Vikings had opportunities and they let them slip away. This was a close game, though, in the end. 34-31. So the Ravens are 6-2. The Vikings are 3-5. Chargers beat the Eagles 27-24. They nailed the go-ahead field goal in the final seconds. Too bad for the Beagles because they made it kind of interesting. They are now flat out 0-4 at home. I looked at the Cardinals today. How are my Arizona fans? KVOI, you people constantly are emailing me. I love it about the Cardinals. And talk about the Cardinals, Kate. Talk about the Cardinals. What's not to like about the Cardinals? 31-17 win over the 49ers. I don't think it was ever in doubt. I think this was the easiest pick, frankly, of the weekend. And now the Cardinals are 8-1. 8-1. This is a really good team all the way around. I mean, look at James Conner. He ran for 2 touchdowns, caught a 45-yard touchdown pass from the backup quarterback, Colt McCoy. The Cardinals were shorthanded, but they dominated without some key players. Again, this shows you the kind of team this is and the kind of heart that they have. This is a team to be reckoned with for sure. And then as we, you know, come to a close for the week, the Bears and the Steelers are the Monday night game. That one's going to be at Heinz Field. Pittsburgh is favored by 7 points. The Bears and the Steelers. For the Steelers, they'd be 5-3. For the Bears, they'd be 4-5 if they win it. Could be an interesting game. Hopefully it is. It's been a wild first half, I think, in the NFL. I'm in, besides doing our nail the score thing, which I want to remind everybody, you can try to nail the score on our Wednesday nights. We do it on Wednesday nights in our last segment of the first hour. As long as you get in there, a bunch of you are starting to discover, emailing me, that kind of thing, and some of you are out at airports and whatnot. That's cool. And so good. So you're emailing me your guesses. As long as you do it in that time frame, you're okay, because it wouldn't be fair to Pete and Sharon and others who have called in the past, because they're up wherever they are and they're calling into the show. So just remember, it's really fun. I pick a game of the week. You tell me what you think the final score is going to be and who you think wins it. And it just shows you how there is no, you know, there's no science to this. Anything can happen. I mean, look at Jacksonville 9, the Bills 6. That's like a baseball score. But then you see a lopsided score like the Browns beating the Bengals 41-16. Or you see these close games, the Ravens and the Vikings. That was overtime, by the way, and the Ravens win that 34-31. So anything can happen, right? We started off on Thursday with the Colts beating the Jets 45-30. So you're just picking. That's what you're doing. You are picking. And you just have to come up with a score, or come up with an imaginative score, and you'll probably be okay. All right, Terry Bradshaw on the Fox pregame show slammed Aaron Rodgers. He held nothing back. He said he lied about being vaccinated after telling reporters back in August he had been immunized. And he said, I'll give Rodgers some advice. It would be nice if he came to the Naval Academy and learned how to be honest. He said that because the Fox set was at the Naval Academy, which was really cool, actually, in Annapolis, Maryland. And he said, learn not to lie, because that's what you did, Aaron. And then the rest of the crew kind of chipped in, like, you know, Jimmy Johnson just said, I'm disappointed with the selfish actions. Howie said possibly putting your teammates in jeopardy is selfish. And, you know, pretty much around the horn, nobody agreed with him. But, I mean, even Jimmy Johnson said he understood Rodgers' approach to the vaccine, but he said it was selfish because people weren't aware of it. And there's probably going to be much more to follow on this story. I am certain of it. All right, we've got to close the door to the Man Cave and remind you, you can send me your thoughts, by the way, on anything sports-related for the Man Cave, KateDelaneyRadio.com. Stay with us. Oh,
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
All right, Odds and Ends is topped by China, China, China. I talked about it at the top of the hour, some fears over what's going on with the missile targets in the desert. What does that mean? Craziness with the Travis Scott concert. Lawsuits are starting to emerge. So sad that people died because of the stampede there. I'll explain if you didn't hear me talking about that before. And how about the president's approval ratings plunging to 38%. What does it all mean? It's all part of Odds and Ends. All right, this is a big one, though. China, China, China. So the military buildup and the push to develop nukes, that's our concern, right? It would unhinge any of us. And it certainly should our leaders. So Congress and the U.S. defense officials are a little bit worried about that. And they're looking at these threats from Beijing that are growing in a couple of different areas, especially these hypersonic missile tests. That means they are beefing up, baby. That's what they're doing. Space, cyber, all of that. The threats, the constant threats to Taiwan. So watch and see what the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley does. I mean, when he was speaking out last week, or I shouldn't say when he was speaking out, but when he was talking last week about this, asked about this, about the military advances, he said, we're witnessing one of the largest shifts in global geostrategic power the world has witnessed. Okay, translation from military speak, it's pretty damn scary, right? Because they're challenging us clearly in other areas and showing us that they are able to do this. Hey, we can do what we want in space. Hey, Taiwan is close to us, so we want to grab it. We might just grab it, right? I mean, there is a shift, and there may be a shift in the balance of power. And this is why when people attack beefing up our military, are they paying attention to that short list, which could be growing, of enemies? I mean, you know, that whole thing about keeping your enemies close, and there is a definite shift in what is happening in China, right? And it might not be a direct threat, but if it's an end around, it's still the same thing, right? What happens in that Indo-Pacific region when you've got the U.S. butting heads and others in the South China Sea with what the Chinese military is doing? So you got to watch what they're developing with their military capabilities. I mean, when you have pretty much anyone you talk to, the top brass in the military, when you talk to them about what's happening, they use words like stunning, strategically a huge shift, and what is the U.S. going to do to change it? The speed, that's the thing, the speed with what they're moving. So think about it, like the speed at what they're doing with the test, what they did in the summertime, if you remember that hypersonic weapon that partially orbited the Earth, it re-entered the atmosphere, rocketed toward the target, which it missed by less than 30 miles. Think about that. Yeah, I think it's scary. I think you could go back to the 50s and look at the Soviet Union, which even Milley compared it to that, the Sputnik moment that made lots of people very nervous. I think there's reasons to watch and pay attention to what China's doing. I mean, hello, without a doubt. There's not even a question. But what the response is what I'm curious about. What is the response going to be? All right, the president, looking at, you know, polls, the people around presidents pay attention to polls because they know that's about electability. So if the polls start to dip and they dip at the wrong time, you're in trouble. And by trouble, that means you've lost confidence. People have lost more and more confidence. You know, you're always going to take your nicks from the other party, whether you're a Republican or Democrat who's ever in office. But there still is the independence, and there still are people that will agree to some of the things the president they don't even like has done. But in this case, where we are right now, the Suffolk University USA Today poll that was taken just at the tail end of last week found that Biden's support is cratering among those precious independent voters. For, you think about it, Republicans and Democrats, that's the middle, that's who you're going after. They delivered his victory over President Trump about a year ago. That was the tiny margin, really. It was the independents. So you had the House passing the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill very late on Friday night. And so that's economics and that's job growth, and that's good on any side of it, however you look at it. But there are so many areas where people disapprove in overall in what the president is doing. Nearly half of those surveyed, 46%, say Biden has done a worse job as president than they expected, including 16% of those who voted for him. Independents by 7 to 1 say he's done worse, not better, than they expected. And check this out, nearly two-thirds of Americans, 64%, say they don't want Biden to run for a second term in 2024. Ready for this? That includes almost 30% of Democrats. 28% is the hard number. Wow. Crazy, isn't it? So, of course, Americans overwhelmingly support the infrastructure bill that is about to be signed. That makes sense, right? Other parts of other bills, that's a whole different thing. The infrastructure bill, pieced out as it should have been a long time ago, works. That's fine. But the numbers really, really are low. And, you know, two-thirds of Americans, 66%, say the country's gotten back on a wrong track. One in five, 20%, say it's headed in the right direction. And that's not good numbers. I mean, obviously, it's not good numbers. And then you look at the elections from last week and the rippling effects of that. We talked about that. I mean, so there you go. I think one of the saddest things that I saw over the weekend was this festival of death, as some people are calling it now. Travis Scott is starting to see his people anyway, that they're getting hit with some lawsuits because people are being encouraged to go after them, you know, to go after the organizers, etc. I mean, two high schoolers, a college student, and a man trying to save his fiance are just some of the stories. They're among the eight people who died at Astroworld. Attendees were saying they felt like they were drowning in the chaos. They said it was awful. It was chaotic and it was out of control and it was not good, obviously. You had, like I said, some of, you know, a 14-year-old who is trying to help people, boom, gone. A 16-year-old, Brianna Rodriguez. By the way, the 14-year-old was John Hilgert. Gone. Same thing. Franco Patino, 21 years old, a senior at the University of Dayton, was studying to be a mechanical engineer, and he dies in it. A 27-year-old, Danish Bog, he dies. He was trying to save his fiance from being stomped on and hit in the crowd when there was this surge, and they couldn't do anything. Jacob Jernick, 20 years old, a college student from Illinois, he was there. He died. He was studying to be a journalist, had a promising future. Another unknown victim in their early 20s who was trying to get out of the way and couldn't get out of the way. So I looked at, there was like 50,000 people were at this sold out outdoor music festival, and you could just see the swell of the crowd. I mean, you know, there was an ambulance. You could see the ambulance making its way, and just a very, very sad, chaotic thing that happened there. And what could have been done? Security could have been handled maybe differently. I don't know all the details. Obviously, that's why they're investigating it. And you had a security officer who was hit at the concert when he was trying to restrain someone. I mean, the audience went wild. They were trying to push to get on the, you know, trying to get on the stage and whatnot. So, you know, there were other things that also happened in the crowd, and somebody described it. I saw an interview where they said they were going, and they were so excited. It's the complex, the stadium complex where the Astrodome and NRG Stadium are, and they said they were so excited to be there. But when they started to see the chaos that was erupting, they couldn't get out of there fast enough, right? Couldn't get out of there fast enough. And just how it was laid out, I'm sure they'll look at that and, you know, what caused the crowd surge, what prevented people from being able to escape the situation. It's, you know, people are saying, one of the festival's performers, a rapper, said that he was going to donate his share of the concert money to the victims' families. There are people raising money for them, but it was just a sea of people pushing toward the stage, and that was the disaster that ultimately was what happened in Houston. All right, that wraps up Odds and Ends. Once again, I threw this out during the Man Cave. I'll do it again. If you have any thoughts on the show or anything else you want to share with me, any good people in your neighborhood where you want to highlight what they're doing, high fives, do it. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and I'm there for you.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.